So, the topic we're going to talk about today is very important because it has to do with young people and old people. The devil never gives up. Could somebody please look up Ephesians 6:12 and read it for me, please? Okay, like I said, this presentation is for young and old. Satan never gives up this battle. But the battle belongs to the Lord of hosts. The unseen world is very real. And this is what this presentation is about. It's about enchanted ground. It's how Satan is so sneaky to get into our lives. And he makes sin look so pleasing and so fun and so good. But even if you take a clear glass of water and put a little cyanide in there, that's enough to do it, right? To destroy us. And that's how Satan works very deceptively. I have two remotes and hopefully I don't get confused. Okay. So anyways, you see in the picture, it looks kind of beautiful and magical and relaxing, and that's how Satan works. He works through things like this. Said the angel. This is the angel speaking. Thou art upon enchanted ground. Talking to us, God's people, in the last days. Thou art upon enchanted ground. Dost thou not see it? Awake and arise and put on the strength of the Lord. The powers of darkness are rising. Art thou rising? Is it not getting the victory over thee? As we get close to the end of time, do we see Satan's powers rising? We see destruction all around us. We see deceived people. We even look around in public and some of these people look possessed. They look kind of scary these days, right? So, we are in great danger. And so that's why we should put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil, Ephesians 11 through 18. Most of us do not realize it and do not have the discernment to know the danger we're in. The problem is when we get on Satan's ground, we lose our discernment. A lot of times, it ruins the capability of our frontal lobe to really make good decisions. We don't know we're in trouble when we're in trouble, you know? You heard the story about the frog that was in the warm water, and he thought it was just a nice jacuzzi, you know? And then the heat got turned up a little bit, and it slowly cooked him to death. And this is how Satan does with us, little by little. He gets us, and we don't even know we're in danger. So that's very interesting. Okay, now I gotta click mine. Gotta be coordinated to do this stuff. Okay. Here's another statement. This is out of Maranatha, page 220 in fourth paragraph. They are enchanted by the enemy, held under a spell by his bewitching power. They are not preparing for the great day, which is soon to come to our world. They seem utterly insensible to the religious truth. Have you ever met people that aren't really interested in spiritual things? And why is that? And as you look at here, enchantment is a synonym of being insensible to religious truth. The big question should be, why? As we continue the study, we will find out why. There's another statement. We're upon enchanted ground, and Satan is continually at work. To rock our people to sleep in the cradle of carnal security. There is an indifference, a lack of zeal that paralyzes our efforts. Did you ever wonder why people are so indifferent in church? They don't really seem excited about spiritual things. Could it be they're enchanted? Could it be a spell has been cast upon them? Something, you know, that we can't really explain? There's several terms we should take into consideration here. Rock our people to sleep. Do you think our church is sleeping now? That we don't have much of a church left after COVID, right? We went to Peru for 5 months and we couldn't even go to church. All the churches were shut down. And the people that didn't go to church, guess what? They didn't even go to church. I mean, they forgot about church and they didn't really care much about church. So that's, and it says also in their carnal security, things that satisfy our flesh. It's easy to look at the things of this world, like nice houses, you know, boats, the things that money can buy. It gives us security. It makes us comfortable and kind of sleepy to spiritual things. Indifference, lack of zeal that paralyzes our efforts. So these are all the effects of being enchanted. This is a very interesting one because I don't know if you guys realize it, but actors in Hollywood, you wonder how can they do such a good job of acting? It's so entertaining, you know, it's so fun. But the fact is, these actors, they channel the spirits, and it's not really them. We're being entertained by demons, and that's the cold, hard facts. I don't mean to scare you in church, but it's an awakening, sober thought. Did anybody know that the actors channel the spirits to do their acting? That's why it's so interesting to watch, because it's supernatural. So we're being entertained by demons. This is a statement by Ellen White. Television and theater. Among the most dangerous resorts for pleasure is the theater. Or the television or the cinema. Instead of being in school of morality and virtue, it is so often claimed it is the very hotbed of immortality. Vicious habits, sinful propensities are strengthened and confirmed by these entertainments. Lewd songs, lewd gestures, expressions, and attitudes deprive the imagination and debase the morals. Every youth who habitually attends such exhibitions will be corrupted in principle. There is no influence in our land more powerful to poison the imagination, to destroy religious impressions, and to blunt the relish for tranquil pleasures and sober realities of life than the theatrical amusements. The love for these scenes increases with every indulgence, as the desire for intoxicating drink strengthens with each use. So, that's a powerful statement. We wonder why our youth are not interested in church. It's because they're looking at things like this, and that they don't have any interest in spiritual things. The devil has put a spell on them. They're not interested. Have you ever seen this with young kids, young people? This is why. So when you look at this and it invites the devil into your lives, it retards spiritual life, blocks our spiritual discernment. So we really don't know that we're really in trouble when we really are. So we're enchanted and we actually do it to ourselves. And so these actors, these actors are controlled by the devil, and they're very entertaining, but it's for our destruction. Okay, now let's take a minute out to look at the meaning of enchantment as the dictionary defines it. Okay. Oops. I can't read that top part. Okay, hold spellbound, captivate, enrapture, enthrall, ravish, transport, cause rapt attraction or admiration, attract love, be charm, beguile, bewitch, captivate, capture, catch. In the bottom part, let me see. Cast a spell over someone or something. Put a hex on someone or something. Bewitch, glamour, hex, jinx, witch. So, sounds pretty serious. I don't know who was flying on a plane once. It was one of our pastors. And he was sitting next to a guy. And the guy says, "What do you do for a living?" And he says, "I'm a preacher." And the preacher said, What do you do for a living?" And the guy says, "I'm a warlock, and my job is to destroy marriages." He says, "I bet I can destroy yours." And he said, "No, you can't." No, I said, he said, "Yes, I can." And he said, "No, you can't." He says, "Do you watch TV?" He says, "No." He says, "Do you drink alcohol?" He says, "No." And he went through a list of things, and he says, "Well, I can't." But if you're not walking with Jesus, people like that could put a spell on your marriage, your godly marriage, and destroy it. Satan has his guys out there to do stuff like that. Isn't that amazing? Okay. Okay, how are God's people enchanted? I thought of a few things. I'm going to get really fancy and actually do this. Ooh. Worldly music. Yeah, these things get pretty complicated. I'm a pretty simple guy. Worldly music. Huh. Do you think worldly music can enchant you? Is it fun? I think it's fun. When I was younger, I used to listen to Rod Stewart. And it sounded good to me. You know, it sounded good. And I had the music. I liked the Beach Boys, pretty innocent. I never liked really hard rock like AC/DC or anything like that. But even the nicer music like Bryan Adams, Rod Stewart, stuff like that, it can still enchant you and invoke the spirits to come into your life and just snuff out spiritual life within you. The love of the world. You know, the love of the world. You enjoy all the things of the world. They don't look bad. They don't look bad, you know. Go house shopping, look for a nice house. Say you make a million or two a year. And you have a lot of options, you know. You can buy a nice house, a really nice car, go on nice vacations. The love of the world. The worldly movies. We talked about that, the actors, how they are basically possessed by the devil. They channel the spirits, and the spirits control them. Worldly friends is a big deal. Who's in your boat? I heard a sermon once, it was called "Who's in Your Boat?" Who you have for friends makes a huge difference on how close you can get to Jesus. You can choose the straight way, or you can choose the wide, broad path that leads to destruction. A lot of friends can really lead you down the wrong way real easy. So you have to be careful who you. That's a very serious statement. Sometimes it's better not to have any friends. Just Just be friends with God and ask Him to bring you things. I waited 10 years for my wife because I couldn't find a good woman. It was tough. So I waited 10 years and I got exactly what God wanted for me all along that I was looking for. So you got to wait on the Lord and, okay, get back to my high tech. Okay. The love of money. I know people, friends of mine, a lot of young people, a lot of old people, they make money their God. And that's what makes them happy. You know, they drive that big BMW, nice sports car, and they have the fancy house, and they're always looking for something bigger and better, and they don't have any interest in worldly things, in godly things. Worldly TV and video games, that's a big deal. The video games are enchanting a lot of our young people. They're putting violence in their lives, and we wonder why we have violence in our schools, people getting murdered, you know. They come in and shoot everybody up. And video games are definitely a work of the devil. Okay. Hollywood's not even ashamed to call it what it is. It's enchanted. Look at this. Here's a... Whoops. I pushed the wrong one. Too much high tech. Okay. Look at this couple down here. They're enchanted with each other. And it's not God that put them together. And they think it's pretty great. It even looks innocent sometimes. Really nice. But if God doesn't put a marriage together, you're going to have trouble. And if you're not on the same page spiritually, you're going to have trouble in a marriage. The devil is an expert at putting two people together for the destruction of their souls. It says, "Enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way leading to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat." So, it's interesting to ponder that. The wide road and the narrow road. Do you think it's boring to be a Christian? I don't think it's boring. You want to say something? Only from a distance. Yeah. 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 Without discernment. Jesus is the gate. Jesus is anything but narrow. He's unlimited. He's a creator of all beauty. I'll tell you guys one thing very true. Satan, he makes it look glamorous and stuff, but I'll tell you right now, he's a con artist. He's the biggest liar and con artist that there ever was. He cannot, and I repeat, he cannot compete with God. He can't compete with what God has for you. God has so many mind-blowing things for you. Okay, how are you going to take New York City and compare it with the Holy New Jerusalem? Okay? He can't compare. He's a con artist. He's a liar and the father of all lies. Okay. Discipline is a good word to get us into the narrow path. We need discipline. We need discipline to refuse all of Satan's attacks. But we are not alone. Jesus is with us to fight the good battle of faith. Even the weakest soul in Christ is more than a match for Satan and all his hosts. So if you feel weak and you feel overcome with temptations, just get on your knees and ask God sincerely to help you, and He will definitely help you. Okay. Wide is the path that leads to destruction. I don't really know how people get excited about that. I get more excited over a regular thunderstorm. something of God, you know. What is this? And look at this. I don't get excited over that either. It turns you into a dum-dum. You know, it's very debasing. It destroys the frontal lobe in our decision-making process. All this does. So God cannot speak with us. It makes it easier and easier for us to fall the next time. So when we pick these friends and we go places like these, it makes it easier next time, and we're going to lose our peace and our future. Have you heard of Scotty Mayer? Scott Mayer? Okay, let me see. This is Scott Mayer. This man is incredible. He has a ministry called Little Light Studios. And he exposes the works of darkness. And he used to be in Hollywood. And he looks at the movies. And if you want to, you can go on YouTube and just put in Little Light Studios. And this man, with his ministry, he will open your eyes to what Satan's up to. And it won't be so deceiving after that. It's really great ministry. Little Light Studios. It'll look kind of like that. There's a lot of videos. Here's another guy, Mark Clemenson. Has anybody heard of Mark Clemenson? He's a friend of mine. We met him at camp meeting in Maine last year. But he's got a testimony like you cannot imagine. IBM hired him to be their spiritual leader. He comes from Illuminati family. And the family goes way back. He used to levitate when he was a kid, you know, and all this stuff. Yes. Oh, do you? Yeah, pray for Mark Clemenson. He's in big trouble with the devil because the devil keeps harassing him. His ex-wife is a very powerful witch. And he has a lot of people that are trying to kill him because he was in such high positions. He turned to Jesus. So pray for Mark. Here's another one I can recommend to you. Have you ever heard of this man, Christian Berdahl? Yeah, well, I recommend if you want to learn about music and what Satan is doing to you to distract you, you can probably find this on YouTube. And if you have a pen or paper, you can jot that down or talk to me afterwards. I highly recommend this. He stayed at my house for 2 weeks, and this guy is really something else. Christian Berdahl, he sings really good too. Sense enchanting ground is so enchanting, it's God's way boring. I mentioned this once before. No, God's way is definitely not boring. Let me ask you guys a question. What is a threat to Satan's kingdom? Can anybody answer that for me? What would be a threat to Satan's kingdom since Satan is always threatening God's kingdom? Pardon me? Truth? Yeah. The fact that Jesus died on the cross for us. Righteousness by faith is a huge threat to Satan's kingdom. Hang on to that. Prayer. That's another big threat to his kingdom, because as I mentioned before, even the weakest soul in Christ is more than a match for Satan and all his hosts. So prayer. Have you ever heard of the book called Confrontation? There's a book by Ellen White called Confrontation, and there's a section in there that says a threat to Satan's kingdom. And believe it or not, thinking about heavenly things and using the imagination for good instead of evil, thinking of heavenly things is such a threat to his kingdom. Can anybody tell me why? Why would that be? Thinking of heavenly things would be a threat to his kingdom? It's because he can't compete. He can't compete with God. God has so much to offer us. He can't offer us. He's not even a creator. He can't create a bug. All he does is create destruction. So make it a habit to think of heavenly things. Be always thankful for everything. Don't be discouraging. Be positive thinker, you know. Give your friends compliments. Lift people up. Be happy. What is Satan's goal in enchanting God's people and the people of the world? Their destruction? That's not very fun, is it? After you've had all the fun, you know, he's going to try to destroy you. Their unhappiness? To separate them from their Creator? To destroy the trust in their Creator? To distract them from the heavenly reward? So could we fairly say that all this is just a distraction and to try to get us to just forget about the things that really matter? Okay, Satan was a liar from the beginning, and he continues to lie. Eve kind of enjoyed biting into the apple. It tasted so good. She went to her husband and said, here, try some of this, you know. So it was kind of fun. No, Satan cannot compete with God's reward. There is no comparison with what God will do for his people. Satan is limited and cannot match heavenly things. All what he can do is an illusion that will not last. It just won't last. It's an illusion. It is just an enchantment, a deception. But we have to beware of what these deceptions are. We have to be able to recognize them. The Bible says, praise the name of God forever and ever, for he has all wisdom and power. He controls the course of world's events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning. So, even though it looks like God's not in control these days with the COVID and all that craziness, he's still in control. And we know for a fact that's true. Contrast Satan's world with God's word. Satan's world is an illusion, a lie, an enchantment, and a spell. Satan is the world's greatest con artist. God's word is sure, true, and trustful, and eternal. Listen, I tell you a mystery. We will not all sleep, but will be changed in a flash. In a twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, the dead will raise imperishable, and will be changed. This is my favorite text in the whole Bible. This is going to be so exciting. When Jesus comes, we're going to be changed. And we're going to be given an upgrade. It's going to be incredible. We're not going to be able to hardly. Okay, look at this. This is the true. This is the holy ground. This is what we have to look forward to. So, Satan has enchanted ground. God has holy ground. Which one do you want to choose? Which one lasts? Which one is really fun and lasts forever? This is the holy ground that beats all of Satan's enchantments. We are talking about a bright future that will never end. It has been offered to all of us. Jesus has paid the price. Would you accept this offer today? It's still open. We can still accept it. This is the most beautiful statements by Ellen White. We can't really read it that good. I'll read here. They may be audible. They may be inaudible to any human ear, but they cannot die away into silence, nor can they be lost through the activities of business that are going on. Nothing can drown the soul's desire. It rises above the din of the street, above the confusion of the multitude, to the heavenly courts. It is God to whom we are speaking, and our prayer is heard. You who feel the most unworthy, fear not to commit your case to God. So no matter how confusing it is out there, say you're in the middle of the city, New York City or Lima, Peru, like we were recently, God will hear your prayer no matter where you are. Isn't that beautiful? Here's another one on prayer that's so beautiful. Amid the anthems of the celestial choir, God hears the cries of the weakest human being. I feel weak sometimes, and I'm sure you do too. We pour out our heart's desire in our closets. We breathe a prayer as we walk by the way, and our words reach the throne of the monarch of the universe. Wow. The bottom line is this. We have a bright future. Don't be deceived by Satan in this world's pleasures. Sin can be really fun, but God's way is a lot more fun. I have a TV system in my house, and it's the highest tech surround sound. It's a home theater, but I guarantee you that it'll never be used for bad uses, because I just like good sound, you know, that's nice. Use things for God, and be blessed by Him through nature. Rely on prayer. Ask Him to quicken you and to be interested in His Word, and have a beautiful future.